It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name's Blue. Alongside of me is the world famous Pot Brothers at Law, Mr. Mark and Craig Wasserman.
Actually, we're not supposed to say their names today. Just keep their names out of our mouths.
Is that what Craig said?
Yeah. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande.
Oh, is that what he said? It's just easier that way.
You can't count on those guys. You had a whole blowout, huh? Well, you know, bottom line is you can't count on those guys. You know, they want to cash the checks, but they don't want to do the work.
Dang,
you know what I mean?
Man.
And they don't want to give the names out, too.
Sometimes the truth hurts.
I mean, and then Mark runs the, oh, I didn't tell my wife. I don't think your wife complains when the money comes in, though, does she? Oh, I got to work today and do a show. Oh, I got to go buy new things, too.
Wait, the world wants to hear you?
Oh, pobrecito. Look at this guy. So, you know, Blue and Joe Grande, we're here working on a holiday.
The world's number one source for everything cannabis.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. Thank you guys for listening all around the world. And, you know, some things that are going on in cannabis are some very big news. And I got some go green, some news, some everything about it. It's borderline making waves. And, you know, everything. I'm just going to jump right into it, Blue. As this one gets me excited because it's definitely going green. And it's California cannabis brands begin selling directly to consumers by bypassing the retailers. Think about that. When the brands can just sell directly to the consumers, how? Well, a handful of California cannabis manufacturers and brands have begun selling their products directly to consumers through their websites. It's brilliant. Effectively bypassing traditional brick-and-mortar retail shops and delivery companies that have long been the gatekeepers of the cannabis consumers. Now, the direct-to-consumer approach reportedly is being employed by some of the biggest cannabis brands in California, including Kiva Confections, Cannacraft, Can Social Tonics, Old Pal, and Roach, which, to be quite honest with you, I didn't even know any of these brands. They don't even stick out of my head of going, oh, yeah, I know that's in right there and that's right there.
You never smoked a Roach, Joe?
I've smoked many a Roaches. And you know what's funny as you say that? I mean, it just made me think going, I used to love when my ashtray was full of Roaches. And then, like, it would be like a joy for some weird reason get all those Roaches.
Because you know what they say.
Like a hash joint, right? And it's
they say, digging through the ashtray, hoping to have a good day.
Exactly. But don't you remember that? Going through that ashtray and getting all those Roaches, breaking up all those Roaches. And
I still
do. Right? Or that smell, though, on your fingers from rolling those Roaches, that stuck on you like that eighth grade girl you dated back in the day. It was like, what's that smell?
Oh, man.
Híjole, that's on my fingers forever.
It sticks,
you
huh?
Know what I mean? It just sticks and stinks.
For days. You know
what's
funny is literally, I mean, I can't tell you how many times, thinking about Roaches, right? You know, like we'd be on my way to work with my pops and we used to carpool together, you know, and we get in the car and he just passed me a zigzag, it was like, oh, we're on the way to work.
Roll up a joint.
Roll up the Roaches. Like,
oh, there roll up the Roaches.
Yeah, it was very far and few times, but, you know, there was times where it was just time to get a Roach.
So as you say, do you smoke a Roach? This is like, it took me on mine in a total Roach direction.
Right.
And I used to love actually as well.
What is a Roach?
Packing the Roaches and just smoking a rip, you know, bong load, pipe load, whatever, you know what I mean? Just
a lot of people
putting those Roaches.
There's probably people that are listening don't even know what a Roach is.
So a Roach, folks, is when you smoke a joint all the way down to the little bit of left, and that little bit left is called the Roach.
Yes.
So for those who don't know, those are Roaches. And when you have an ashtray full of Roaches,
it actually gets you super high.
Exactly. So don't get it twisted. You're like, oh, why would I do that? Because you're getting probably the most high from those Roaches.
Yes.
From all the smoke and resin that went through there. It's filtered in there. It's the most potent part of the joint, damn near.
Sometimes it's the best.
And doesn't taste the best, though. Let's just be honest and keep it 100.
Depends.
It's not, well, I can't think of going, oh, that tasted wonderful. Especially then if you had a seed in it back in the day when you had that Mexican cess.
Oh, yes.
And then you smoke that Roach. And
I had a lot of
like
that.
A fireworks show in your nose. Boom.
Yeah.
And blow
you know
up.
What that is, right? When they blow up?
The popcorn seed?
Yeah. Nope.
What is it?
It's actually bugs.
Bugs from the seed?
Yeah. So seeds will crackle. You know what I mean? But the actual pop, those are usually bugs.
I don't remember.
The gases from the inside of the carcass, when they're dead, they die.
Live bugs or dead
bugs?
They're
dead. Okay. Yeah, they're dead.
I got nervous right now going, I don't remember seeing a real live bug in there when I was, was I that high and dumb?
Yeah, no. Well, so there's
I remember even packing that cess and you smoke it.
You could smell the seed.
But then you could see the seed too. And my point is, I remember seeing that seed in there and pop. It felt like it was randomly when there was a seed, there was a pop.
Yeah. So a lot of times what you're smoking and the pop is actually like a dead carcass of something that has some gases still inside of it. And so when you hit it, boom, and they explode like a little seed would. But a seed, usually a lot of times the seeds will just crackle and peel open, you know what I mean? Because it's like a popcorn, you know what I mean? It's like they'll pop, but they don't jump. I guess they do jump. Huh?
I love how we went on this whole little roach rant, all from Old Pal and Roach is the name of a brand that's selling from their direct website.
Yes.
So Old Pal and Roach, let me jump back onto this story real quick.
You know what's funny? Let's go back into the story. But, you know, is it legal is the question.
I wish we had
some attorneys on the show that would tell us, because that would be awesome.
It would be nice if we had some ones that cared. For now, the trend, though, appears to be taking place primarily in California only. Of course, the largest cannabis market in the United States. And the one of that, and it says, and the one with the most established and mature delivery infrastructure. So, of course, we have that here in California. But insiders say they expect the practice will spread quickly to the other states that also allow home delivery. The only question is when. Now, here's the different options. Morrison and others said brands have several options of setting up their own direct-to-consumer infrastructure, including obtaining their own delivery license. So there it is right there. Or partnering with existing cannabis delivery businesses. So there's two ways right there that they're able to make this happen. So if they just have in conjunction with a delivery business, which is smart, then they can get it out of their own website, order it from us. We get it through Blue's delivery service.
Well, so, there was recently, I thought of this is, you know, we should team up with a delivery service and put a link from our website that goes to their website. So when people hit our website, they link to their website, and then there's tracking that it came through us. So then we can track how many people are purchasing, and we could do some kind of a referral program.
Referral and hopefully rev share. Let's start making some money too there.
Right. Come
on now.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, of course. So here's a good thing here. It also allows customers to shop their entire line of products.
Chris, write that down.
Instead of only what the retailers are, you know, looking to purchase from them. Meaning, if Blue has a brand and I'm a dispensary and I only have Blue's, you know, Potent Chronic as his flower. But on Blue's website, he also has his Blue Potent flower. He has his record producing. But he just has four other brands on his website. But I only purchase one at the store. When you go straight to the website, you can get all four. And you can get other products that they're offering that you didn't realize maybe that the dispensary didn't have. So it works in favor for these companies that are doing this. It also makes these companies more money because you're buying more SKUs.
But so once you're buying it from a website, though, I think it's a federal purchase. Now you're purchasing something. Because, I mean, you know, so there might be a lot of legalities to that on a federal level.
But once they're using the delivery service, do that. So they're using the delivery service through their website.
No, but
you want this? Okay, cool. We're going to have this company deliver it to you.
No, I get it. But you're still purchasing something illegal on the World Wide Web.
And not only that, you still got to pay cash for it. You can't buy cannabis online like that either.
With your cards.
Yeah, so you can't even use a debit card, credit card, anything online. They're trying to make things and work around.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not mad at them. I'm just saying, is there a legality there that actually, you know, keeps these guys...
I personally don't see how. I mean, I see how now after hearing the story and understanding that delivery service does that. So if you're doing it through the delivery service, the bottom line fact that's working great for these companies, especially in California, is that you're going directly to the brand and the website. And the brands, it's great for them as well because it allows them collect and to retain customer data, providing valuable business intelligence for product development. So if I see that my P1 audience is purchasing this product more, well, then cool. Now I can market more for that one. Or if I see this one's not being pushed heavily, maybe I put more money towards that marketing to push that one heavier because people are coming to my site and buying this one. So my point is, it allows these companies that are doing this right now in this scenario much more insight and much more data for them to collect more money and make more money and push their products in different ways.
Well, guys, check this out. The Counterculture Convention in Houston, George Brown Convention Center, October 9th and 10th. It's going down. G4 Live, guys, Budtenders Awards, guys. Make sure you check that out. It's May 12th and 14th at Resort World. Cali FX and Connector will be there. Terpene Warehouse, Budman Stew, it ain't real, bro.
Not at all.
420 Expressions. Viscous Vapes, live the ride, guys. Listen, I tried some of their product this last weekend, over the weekend. It's probably why I'm still sleeping. That stuff's amazing. And what time is it, Joe?
I just got some of Viscous's cream as well. So they also I didn't try it. I just got it today, ironically.
You put it around the taint? Or?
No. I haven't used it yet, but I'm going to try it and see how well it feels. But I have been using also Viscous's CBD. So I've been popping the CBD in.
Is that oral?
I don't know where you're going with this. I don't know why you're acting like an eighth grade boy, but I like it.
What time is it, Joe?
Dime time!
There it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Oh, welcome back.
You know, I'll tell you, that was a good walk down memory lane with them roaches, Joe. You know?
It's always fun, right?
I used to be a fan of the roach, man. The roach was saved me a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I wonder if Lisa ever smoked a bunch of roaches back in the day. You know, we have Cal's mom in the building today, and I'm wondering, Lisa. Let's get Lisa up here real quick. This is Cal. Thank you for your mom to coming in. Lisa, I'm just so curious. Were you a cannabis consumer? Are you a cannabis smoker? Did you? What's your story here?
When I was a teenager, I used to smoke. I used to smoke hash.
What are you, like 19 roaches. Now? 18?
I know. You still look so young. What do you mean when I was a teenager? Jeez, I know you have a 30-year-old son, but jeez, come on now, hot pants.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. So I do not smoke anymore. As I got older and had children, it made me paranoid. So I don't.
Does it make you paranoid when your kids smoke it?
No, I'm good with that. Okay.
You're okay with the kids smoking? I mean, they're all old of age.
Yeah,
and
they're all
else.
Of age. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah.
So how old were you the first time you did smoke, and where'd you get it from?
My older sister. I got. I was 13.
13?
Yeah, I was 13 years old.
And your sister just out of nowhere at home? What happened? How does it come about?
She used to smoke in the room all the time, and she used to just.
What
say
the fuck?
Hey.
This is old back in the day. Everyone's smoking inside the house. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was your favorite way to use cannabis?
Just smoke a joint.
You know, we are doing this high five with Cal, your mother, Lisa, who's in the building. I didn't know it was bring your mom to work day. I would have brought mine, but she's dead. Thank you for showing off, Cal. Question number 3 of the high five with you, Lisa, as you're here in the building with us. Craziest place you ever had sex and used cannabis? Oh, wait a minute. That's 2 different questions. Sorry, wrong one. Craziest place you ever used cannabis?
Here we go. Oh, everybody.
Don't let somebody's mom come in the room when I'm here. Where's the craziest place you ever smoked, Lisa?
She's still shocked from the question,
Joe. She's going, wait a minute. It was, I was on Whittier Boulevard that one time.
Smoking?
I mean...
In the room is pretty nuts at your own home, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know if there's something
craziest out of here. Place. Come on, you had to have a crazy place. I know Joe threw you off track. Craziest place you ever smoked?
I smoked everywhere.
Did you?
Damn. So,
you're one of those good ones.
Yeah, I smoked everywhere.
Growing up, it didn't matter. As a kid,
You hit the plane? Smoke
on a plane? That's a good question.
No.
At a church?
No.
Okay.
She said, hell no.
I always feel, every time I ask that question, I always think of myself when I used to be smoking at churches.
In a parking lot of a church before.
I mean, I was in the parking lot. I wasn't inside the church, was I? I was in the right, I was outside of it, but right outside of it.
Yeah, like right out front.
Like right, like on the side of the door, right out the side of the door.
Was it church in session?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
don't get me wrong.
I mean, it was like high school. My buddy lived across the street from a church, and it was just like the spot to roll up there and hit the parking lot.
Although we did go to youth group and then, you know, smoking outside of youth group, but it wasn't in the church. It was still youth group. And then we'd go get high and then go to youth group and praise the Lord.
I mean, it's, a lot of people would argue that it's a part of religion.
I mean, it is. Ja, let's go. Question number four for Lisa. Give it to her, Blue.
Question number four, welcome to the show, man.
I feel like I'm with fucking Mark and Craig again.
Well, shit, I'm still over here thinking about your still waking last up. Question. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
Ice cream.
What kind of ice cream?
Cherry Jubilee and pistachio nut.
Nice.
Mm, nice. Okay,
pistachio, and that's a good one. I love that one.
I really do, too.
What's the other one? Cherry what?
Cherry Jubilee.
Is that like Cherry Garcia?
No, it's a...
It has a cherry and a chocolate in it as well, though.
Oh, no. It's just a cherry with cherry bits of cherries in there.
Chunks of cherries.
I had some ice cream and a cookie.
Is that chocolate ice cream or a vanilla?
Nope.
It's a vanilla.
Yeah.
It's a vanilla.
Lisa, if you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
You.
You would want to smoke with me?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Wow.
Why is that?
You're a wild one. Well, you used to be. I remember you back in the day. There was no filter. No filter.
And as you can see, I still gave it to you with no filter for a little bit.
Here we go.
Well, the no filter part, just a tip. So let me ask you, Lisa, what are some of the fun, crazy things that you do remember about me back in the day?
Anything.
What sticks
she
out of your mind?
She don't remember you at all. She forgot.
When I used to listen to you on the radio and you would go out on the street and just do crazy things with people. I mean, anything went with you.
Speaking of crazy things, sitting right next to you, Chris, tell him the crazy thing that you did when you met Joe Grande.
Oh, that's true. Give Chris, so folks can really understand this. This is a true story.
You may have heard my story or listening to the show back in the day with Joe. He was giving out some tickets. He had a little competition outside of a Home Depot.
I don't think we've done this on the podcast though, so this is going to be cool.
Yeah, so he was on the street team and he was outside the Home Depot and he was giving away some tickets to an American Music Award, whatever the American Music Awards, the AMAs. And so it was like the wildest thing. Like, what are you going to do? And so, like, you know, some people started taking off their clothes. And before you know it, I'm naked with the Power 106 sticker on my ass. And yeah.
Yeah. She's like, was that you?
Was that you? She said, was that you?
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, so that was one of the craziest stories that you may have remembered about Joe. And that was the first time I ever met Joe. He got me naked.
Yeah.
In like 10, 15 minutes, too. It was easy.
It was easy, yeah.
You know, it's so funny.
Did you go to the awards?
I did go to the awards.
What happened with you and that chick?
Oh, it was a good time. We ended up having a great experience.
Yeah.
So not only did I get him naked, but I also got him laid. So let's just clarify everything.
Wait a minute. Did that mean
he sealed the deal on that one?
She seen the package, huh? That was it. She was sold or what?
She's seeing, going, oh my God, that's a big Power 106 sticker on his crotch there.
Jeez.
Is that 106? Let me get some of that
The power.
The fun things that we used to do back in the days. Now, though, I have a good Go Green, another Go Green segment for you.
Before you do, though, Joe, like I just want to say this, is that what happened to you? Used to be so much funnier. He got married. Pitt said he got married. I'm just kidding, Joe. Don't get all burnt and throw fires back.
I'm going to answer the question.
He's getting all teary-eyed.
You're asking a question. What happened?
Getting all teary-eyed.
I met you guys and my whole fucking career fell apart.
Here we go.
I was doing national sports and then I just, you know, decided this cannabis talk thing that you got going that you've done is really good and let me try to help it out. It just ruined me.
You got mugged in the middle of the day.
You bamboozled me.
You got bamboozled.
You hypnotized me and I don't know what I seen, but
a hypnotist.
So that's what happened. But
now let's think about it for one more second here.
There is a lot of things, but Lisa, it is good to have you here, and it's good to have Cal, your mother, here with you. Let me ask you, Cal, what decided you to have the balls to bring your mom here
just random.
On a day that you know I'm going to be here? You didn't even tell us or ask us.
I seen the picture earlier, and I already knew it was your mom.
The funnier thing is when I seen the picture.
You see the picture?
I seen that picture of her, and I didn't realize it was you.
I knew it was his mom.
But I was like, huh? Who's the Chris Franchino took a picture telling everybody come to the office. You know, everybody's here ready to record, blah, blah, blah. So just kind of saying the crew's here. But I didn't put two and two together still. You want to
put it together.
So
I think Cal was in the picture too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what made you decide to bring your beautiful mother here to this wonderful show set with all these weirdos. I mean, she already knows Daniel, so that's you know, hard enough. But you know, Pitt's here. You know, I'm here. And you know, Blue can be loose cannon as well. Were you nervous?
No, not at all. Only because, you know, like, hey, when we first met, that was the first thing that I brought to your attention is, you know, the fact that I was listening to Power 106 in the neighborhood with, you know, you and Big because of this woman sitting next to me, you know. And remember, she was supposed to be there for our interview that day, but what happened? She drank too much the night before.
She couldn't come to my house.
Exactly, you know. So, you know, we've been, you know, obviously, Joe, you and I have been having this discussion, you know, for months on end already. And then, you know, it was just about time because yesterday she saw that our interview had premiered. You know, yesterday she loved it, you know. And, you know, and of course, you know, that last show, you know, on Big's birthday, we had, you know, that discussion, you know. So she had heard, you know, overheard that, you know, we had that discussion as well. So finally, we were just finally able to make it happen, you know. Get her over here.
How much did you pay her?
Exactly.
Another six pack that she didn't finish from that night before.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break. Take a hit, get lit, sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and the world famous Joe Grande.
Blue, this story right here is dear to my heart because it represents the Bay Area, it represents the NFL, and it represents culture. What I mean by that is a gentleman by the name of Marshawn Lynch. I don't know if you know who he is. When I think of Marshawn Lynch, I think of Skittles. I think of Seattle. I think of a badass running back. And I think of the Raiders, as he went to the Raiders for a minute. But Marshawn Lynch was an NFL running back. I don't know if you know who he is, if you're football.
He was an NFL running back?
Yes, he was. Yes, he's retired.
You didn't sound like he died or something. I was like,
no,
damn.
But so Marshawn Lynch, though, he kind of did everything on his own terms. He wasn't the kindest to the media. He was very much kind of nice guy, but thuggish, but still just street and down, but a badass, right? And like, I just liked him. I believe he played with the Patriots, too. Didn't he play with the Patriots as well? No, not the Patriots. Who? The Seahawks. Yeah, Seattle for the longest time.
Damn, Cam.
And then went to. Yeah, exactly. And that's right. And then when they went to the Super Bowl, I was just thinking of him at the Super Bowl. And I don't know why I was thinking Super Bowl. I was thinking Patriots. But no, it was with Seattle when he was at the Super Bowl. And he sat there and he'd get all these stupid comments. I'm just here so I don't get fined. And for some weird reason, I thought it was the Patriots. Yeah. So my point is.
That became a slogan.
Yeah, it became a big slogan for him. And he's dope. He's one of the, I mean, you know, beast mode. How about this? He's the one who came up with the term and made beast it real mode. Big, beast mode. So when you hear beast mode,
the
beast mode, that was Marshawn Lynch.
Right.
Marshawn Lynch created. Has it been used, of course, by other people?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it popular by other people? No. Marshawn Lynch made that beast mode term popular, and then it became in rap music and this and that after that. So just to give you a little history about Marshawn Lynch and why this story is dope. So he has hooked up with. Who? The Prisoners, the Last Prisoner Project. So Bodie Blunts, the cannabis brand creator by NFL star Marshawn Lynch, has teamed up with the Last Prisoner Project, a nonprofit dedicated to criminal justice reform for people with the marijuana-related convictions, to launch a new apprenticeship program. So the Bodie Blunts, that's the name of his brand, Last Prisoner Project, apprenticeship program is designed to help justice impacted individuals take their first steps back into working society by offering mentoring, training, and hands-on experience needed for a career in the cannabis industry. So not only just a career in general, but a career in the cannabis industry. The program, which lasts 90 days, starts in consultations with the apprentice. During this time, the apprentice will have their skills, experiences, and interests evaluated to determine which area of focus makes the most sense for them. The partnership between Bodie Blunts and the Last Prisoner Project seeks to highlight the double standard of the war on drugs, which has left some 40,000 Americans, the vast majority people of color, to be incriminalized, right? Well, of course, all while the legal cannabis industry becomes more and more profitable. So for those of you who've first heard this before, of course, you know, the cannabis industry is, in my opinion as well, built on the minority back. Not only, you know,
you
when
mean,
you look at
because we
black,
were all busted.
Yeah, blacks and mean, Mexicans, the, minorities, yeah. Period, in general.
Asians.
Yeah, Asians as well. But overall, in general, hence the word marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like when you sure. just look at it right now, individuals with the prior marijuana convictions on their records have a harder time finding jobs upon releases. And this apprenticeship program aims to right that wrong. The program's first apprentice is the Last Prisoner Project with Catrice Saunders. Even with the Last Prisoner Project's constituents are released from prisons, the damage lives on, says Mr. Goldenberg, co-founder and second of Gold Ventures. Now, the company behind Doty Blunts, which is great.
Is
that
it
they're
Bodhi
all,
or Doty?
Doty, D-O-D-I.
Doty. What's up,
Doty? Doty Blunts.
Let's smoke a Doty.
I like the term. I like
yeah.
the name.
It was an old school term that used to be Doty's, used. Yeah, let's
yeah,
smoke a Doty.
I've heard it before,
let's,
too, exactly.
Well, I thought you said Bodhi, though, in the beginning.
I may have.
Yeah, you probably did.
I probably did.
Because I was like, oh, Bodhi.
And I was thinking probably Bodhi Miller, yeah, skier, surfer, whatever. But yeah, Doty. Doty Blunts. D-O-D-I. And they're focusing on the first stepping stone back into society and helping people when they're at their most vulnerable and need the most help. Now, what I love about this is, like I said, Marshawn Lynch, Bay Area cat, living in Oakland area, Berkeley area. He's just done so many things for his youth organization with football and this and that. I feel like he gets a bad look because of Cal, what you mentioned already, too, of how he, you know, said this and said that, has this fuck you type approach to the media and the NFL. But it's dudes like this that may have a bad rap and have a bad look, but they always give back to the real communities. And that's what I don't feel like gets noticed and patted on the back and look at this dude and, oh, because the generalization, your ESPN watchers who are everyone, you know, that watches sports may go, man, that guy kind of an asshole. Look at him acting like this, acting like that. When look what he's doing for the youth. Like this dude, I've seen him at, like literally off the top six, and I know it's not a gang, but I've seen him that I can account for six different functions that he's partaked since he's retired in at high school or just regular fundamental football programs that he's a part of that he shows up at. I mean, I have a lot of old friends that played in the NFL and this and that. Everyone that I know that has known of him or talk about him have nothing but great things to say about this dude. And when he's doing this now on this side, helping people get out of prison and get jobs in the cannabis industry, this is what it's about, and this is what's about giving back.
So, you know, it's funny you say that because, I mean, usually, and a lot of people haven't misread. I think when someone sees somebody that has that personality or persona that has that little bit of an edge on them, just kind of wants people to get away from them. It's because the people that are approaching him don't understand him.
Oh, yeah, because he's a street cat.
Yeah, and when you got somebody, you know, hey, it's Bob here, da-da-da-da, and then you're like, yo, dude, stand back away from me, just, you know what I mean?
And then you got some guy like, you know, a little more thuggy and like, okay, well, I played in the NFL, I'm in business, and I'm multimillionaire,
he recognizes it, right? He recognizes that you and I don't have much to talk about, bro, so don't come over here and sit on my lap. You know what I mean? But that guy's like, yo, I want to still sit on your lap. You know what I mean? Like, no, back up. You know, and sometimes, you know, that harsh reality is what people need in order to get them away from you. And so that's their protection. It's like, yo, stand back, Jack. Like, you're too up in my business. And I don't think a lot of people understand that because, you know, they're not as socially awkward or they're not as, they haven't been around that, so they don't understand it either. So it's like two different parties coming together and saying, hey, you know, it's like I'm good. I don't want that. It's like someone that does, you know, meth and walks up to you and is like, yo, you want to hang out? You're like, no. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hang out, bro. You know what I mean? You do meth. I don't. You know what I'm saying? I could see that. I could clearly see that. And someone from the hood's like, yo, I'm in the hood. You're not. Stand back, Jackie. Like, you don't have nothing in common with me right now. And if you put that into perspective, it's not such a big deal. But I think sometimes people utilize that and they try and glorify it and make him look like a bad guy. But how many times did he get arrested during that period? How many times? And then you go back and look at now he's in the streets with them same youth trying to help them get better and give them a better passageway. And I honor that. I think that's huge for this guy to be coming out and you know, helping our you know, people coming out of the prison system and stuff like that, because, you know, you're right. The cannabis industry needs it.
Yeah. And they need leaders like this who have a brand in there and who is connected to the street. So Marshawn Lynch, bottom line, launching an apprenticeship program for former cannabis prisoners. It's a great thing. I'm Joe Grande. That's your Go Green moment, folks.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this. If no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.